Milwaukee is home to many great writers, from novelists to screenwriters to bloggers. Lake Effect essayist Megan Schultz says you too could live the life of a writer if you follow her step-by-step guide.
How to develop a daily writing practice in 10 easy steps. Number one, always be prepared. Of course, this means having a perfectly clean writing space. If you must spend an hour sorting through old letters, arranging your stationery by size, color, and purpose, or organizing your pen drawer, so be it. It will be impossible to work with that chaos surrounding you. Number two, if you don't have everything you need on your desk to write well, for instance, a candle, an inspiring quote, a lucky mug, framed pictures of loved ones, your writing talisman, now might be a great time to dash to TJ Maxx to find what you need. And you might as well get an extra jar of olive oil, some pillowcases, and a copy of Brown Bear, Brown Bear while you're at it. You are already there. Number three, quickly scan your text messages to be sure you've replied to everyone from yesterday. You don't want to leave anyone hanging. Same goes for your email. Allow yourself 3 minutes to skim the daily skim for your news recap. Writers are not ignoramuses. We need to stay informed. Number four, log on to Facebook. Disregard your friends' updates. You're really only checking in with your writing gurus to see if they've doled any writerly advice overnight. Give yourself a 5-minute warning on this one. Only make exceptions to said 5 minutes for articles that promise the secret to writing a successful blog, novel, memoir, short story, or query letter, especially if the secret can be told in less than 10 steps. Count this read as partial writing time, because your writing career will surely prosper because of it. Number five, you're probably halfway through your coffee by now. Time to pee. You don't want a full bladder distracting you from your masterpiece. Number six, close down all other applications you have open on your computer. Oh, wait, you find you are in the middle of a rug search on Overstocked? Just finish that already. You'll keep returning to it otherwise. Number seven, move the mouse over the dock at the bottom of your screen. Just one final check to see that you've cleared all the alarming red dots, so no new emails, texts, or instant messages have arrived since you last checked. Once you've confirmed that you have a clear social slate, move on. Number eight. Wait, was that a hunger pang? Don't even think about writing on an empty stomach. Number nine. While you're waiting for last night's leftovers to reheat, you might as well finish up the breakfast dishes. What's the difference whether you do them now or later? They're not going to wash themselves, you know. And finally, number 10. Once you're seated and sated, your desk is clean and your bladder is empty, open up a new document or a fresh page in your journal and just get going. You're absolutely ready now. Nothing's stopping you. Unless, of course, your coffee's cold.
Lake Effect essayist Megan Schultz is a mother and writer who lives on the east side of Milwaukee. She's a contributing writer for MKE Moms blog and has had her work published on Brain, Child's Magazine blog, and elsewhere.